Quranic snapshots, illustrated reflections on an ayah a day, and a structure to support your own Quran journaling. Juz 6. This verse is from Surah Ma'idah, ayah 48. Fastabiqul khayrat. Race or compete in good works. In my mind, these words paint a picture of a Super Mario-style game, but instead of collecting coins, we're racing to catch the good deeds in this challenge that is life. The full verse is, He tests you with respect to what He has given you. So race or compete in good works. To Allah shall be the return of you all, and He will inform you concerning that about which you used to differ. So we're on a mission here. Our test is to use what Allah has given us to do as much good as possible. But Allah doesn't just say, do good deeds. He says, race to them. There's a sense of urgency because our time here is limited and we will be returning to Him soon. The word race also suggests the type of attitude that Allah likes us to have towards good deeds. Race is the opposite of lazy or a whatever, can't be bothered type of attitude. Race suggests Allah likes us to do good deeds with enthusiasm and zeal. He wants us to create those opportunities for doing good. And when the chance to do something good comes up, He wants us to be eager to carry it out. As humans, we're naturally competitive. But this is the type of competition Allah wants to see. A competition to do good. But remember, there's an important rule in this competition to do good, and not following it could mean we are disqualified. Allah wants us to be sincere, to do the good deeds for His pleasure alone, not to impress others or to be praised from people, but simply to make Allah pleased with us and to bring us nearer to Him. This verse can motivate us to find good deeds we can do and to rush to do them without delay. Let's pick out some of the key words to help us remember and record this passage. Since this is such a short phrase, I've picked just one, the root word from fastabiqu, which is sibaq. Sibaq means to race or compete. Having little doodles helps us to remember the words better. You can choose any image that helps you. I've got a little person running to the shining star to represent good works. Lay yours out however you like. I record the juz number as a title at the top, and I like to write the verse in both Arabic and English. Down here I've got our keyword to help me remember the verse better. The most important part, I think, is a space for you to write your own reflection on the verse, what it means to you. And the intention part is for our own personal takeaway, a practical step we can make to apply this verse. Maybe this verse will remind us to find at least one good thing each day that we can do for Allah. Or maybe your intention part could be to change the way you think about doing good things for Allah. So go ahead and jot down today's passage however you like, remembering to put in your keyword and little doodles to help you make it easier to remember. It would be amazing if we can use this space to inspire each other. Share your Quranic notes in the comments below, and inshallah, we can all learn together.